Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about the correct path, the path that's found in Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. And so each weekday morning, we're talking and praying about a different aspect of the path as the Bible describes what it looks like, how it benefits us, how to find it, how to stay on it. And today we're going to narrow in on this path being a righteous path. And a lot of scripture that talks about this idea of a righteous path. Proverbs 12, verse 28 says, "In the way of righteousness there is life. Along that path is immortality." Think about a righteous path. I think about the 23rd Psalm, where the psalmist says that he leads me on paths of righteousness for his name's sake. As we come and gaze into God's word and consider what it says about our righteousness, it says that there is no one righteous, no, not even one. And yet it tells us that when Jesus is Lord of our life, we become clothed with the righteousness of Christ. The thing that we can't be on our own, he makes us. He makes possible through his death, burial, and resurrection. The Bible says that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness. It's the way to be seen as righteous, to be declared righteous before God. But it doesn't mean that we're without responsibility. Even though we're not right all the time, that no one is righteous, we still have the responsibility to choose the path of righteousness, that our motives and intent, our desire is, as we talked about yesterday a little bit with the good path, is to do what's right. Kind of the heart of righteousness. And so in this path of righteousness, we're making choices throughout each day that reflects a heart for God or a heart that isn't for God. The choices of good versus evil, of right versus wrong. But woven throughout those choices are also the choices of better versus good and best versus better. And we grow in those choices as we learn more of God's word, as we learn to be more attentive to his spirit, as we learn a greater practice of self-examination with God's word being the standard. Things that are permissible but not beneficial, as Paul would write. We learn those things don't have to control our life. They don't have to be what our life is about. We're more willing to let things go that are permissible, but they're just not beneficial. They're not beneficial to us. They're not beneficial to those around us. And when we grow in righteousness, we grow in the practice of godly behavior. And growing in godly behavior requires that we grow in the practice of godly thoughts. And we join in the prayer of God's word, which seeks God's help in taking every thought captive, making it obedient to Christ. This path of righteousness, God says, leads to immortality, life eternal. Because it's the path itself is Jesus, but it leads to life with Him forever. It's a righteous path because it's God's path. And the one that declares it right is the one that has made it right. As I've used these illustrations throughout this week's devotions of my enjoyment of hiking within state and national parks and other areas, there are times when I've gone to places that the trail that I've wanted to take is closed. Either something happened on it that blocked it in such a way that it deemed not to be safe or whatever. In some of those cases, you're just out of luck. You have to wait until the repairs are made or something happens that allows it to be used again. But other times, and particularly if the trail is closed because it's deemed to be unrepairable, there'll be a new path made. A new trail. And in all the maps, it won't look like the right trail. It's many times not even shown on the trail map. But the signs that are posted by the officials of the park, by the one who made the trails, who laid them out, who planned them, who knows where they lead. And because of the declaration of the management of that park, that trail now becomes the right path. And so many times people get caught up in God's word and says, well, what about this path? Well, that's not the one that God said was the right one. There are people out there, this is all paths lead to God. You just have to find your own. Well, that's not what God says. God says there's one way to the Father, and that's through the Son. And this path of righteousness is not just about doing the right things, but it's about being on the right path. And we find that right path. We're guided in that path of righteousness. Well, definitely because it's beneficial to us. But it also is beneficial to God, in the way that it proclaims His name as holy and just, as right. It's why that's mentioned earlier, the psalmist could write and says that He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Because people can see that that path of righteousness that I'm walking is consistent with the message that I keep saying. I could proclaim God's word as truth and I continue to live as if it's not, then I blaspheme the name of God. And while there are people that probably deliberately do that, there's more of us that slip into that because we're not paying attention. We're not paying attention to the path of righteousness that we ought to walk and follow and be on every day. And when we choose the path of righteousness, we choose the path of Jesus Christ. And it's that path that becomes attractive to others. Sometimes we're hesitant to invite people to follow us because we're not quite sure where we're going. if you've ever been in a group that's decided to go somewhere, and sometimes there's someone that steps up immediately and says, I'll lead. And depending on the group, there's other times that everybody's standing around and nobody really wants that responsibility. Sometimes I think one of the fears that we have in sharing our faith is our own doubt. And when we walk that path of righteousness, we can be confident in the righteousness of God and not our own. And that confidence can help us invite others to join us on this path. Not to follow us per se, but as Paul would write, to follow our example as we follow Christ. And so together we walk a path of growing righteousness as we shed the things of unrighteousness. As we're convicted by God's Spirit, as we repent, as we change, as we become more and more holy, just as He is holy. Not possible by our good works, by our might, by our power, by our desire, but possible by the blood of Jesus. And so today, as we walk and share that correct path, we walk and share a path of righteousness. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us the things that we need in order to be right with you, because what we need is Jesus. And you've given that. You've given your Son as a sacrifice to cover the penalty of my sin, of the sin of each person that will turn to you through Jesus, your Son. So God, today, help us to consider this righteous path as the one which leads to life eternal. A path that's righteous because it's Jesus. A path that helps lead us into righteousness because we're led into Jesus. A path that cleanses us and then directs us. And so the thoughts of unrighteousness that the enemy uses against us would be taken captive and not allowed to be turned into actions. That God, together, we would encourage one another. We would help one another to make those choices which reflect your righteousness. But also be honest and willing to admit when our choices haven't been what they should have been. And in those admissions that we agree with you, and we make those changes by the help and power of your Spirit. So God, today, help us to continually grow in our obedience to your Word and our knowledge of your Word in a righteousness according to your Word. Father, as we walk this righteous path, may we be confident it's leading us to eternal life. That in fact, immortality is found along this path, that it's not just something that's out there somewhere, but we're actually experiencing it in this form at the moment. While eternal life will look differently when we're done with this body of flesh, it's already begun. So God, today, help us to choose Jesus, to be clothed in His righteousness, and to walk that path that leads to you. And as we do so, God, help us to lift up Jesus in all things, proclaiming Him as the way, the truth, and the life, as the way to you. So that as we lift Him up, that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.